Welcome to Extraordinary Performative Start Here, an audio walk at Western University. Follow the path ahead of you unless otherwise directed. Now, walk through the gates and head left on the winding path ahead. University is a place of immense change and growth. We're exposed to new faces all the time. Those are the people that we know as peers, friends, and mentors. Most of these mentors are here to offer us support, while some judge us silently like the stone faces you'll see on the wall to your right. Western University is proud of the high expectations it sets for its students. It's a part of our branding and our school culture. We go to Western because we want to come out on top, and we want to have a great time getting there. Now, these ideals may be abstract, but think about how these expectations manifest themselves in physical space. There is so much work being done, both covertly and blatantly, to convince students that the time that they spend studying at Western will make them successful. But it's hard to find something more blatant than the posters of the Be Extraordinary campaign. It's hard to find somewhere on campus where one of these posters isn't in your line of sight. I actually plan to have the walk take this initial path as a means of avoiding the sight of the posters at first, but then I stumbled upon the poster you see in front of you. They're unavoidable. Take the right fork in the road ahead, and stay right until you reach Alumni Hall. It's interesting and important to think of these posters as performative, as helping to create an idealized version of the Western students and their experience on campus. I find this reminiscent of J.L. Austin's How to Do Things with Words. Saying something doesn't just mean that we're saying it. When the posters say that the Western alumni are extraordinary, and that by extension, current students are too and will be in the future, their words are actively creating the culture that contributes to the success rather than just reporting on it. So, the question that I pose is this. What are the signs saying, and how do they bring what they're saying into reality? Give yourself some time, about a minute or so, to think and reflect on what this means for you in this moment, on this campus. In this space. We're here at the official welcoming pad for Western's graduates, Alumni Hall. Stop just before the lamppost with the blue bus sign. One of the first realizations about these posters and their campaign is that they represent the official message from the Western administration to each and every person that passes through campus. Looking up at this line of posters, it's pretty clear what the message is. Extraordinary things happen here at Western. The signs are, on one hand, creating the university as a liminal state in which you enter as raw students and leave as high-achieving, educated global citizens. We'll have to work through Victor Turner's essay on liminality and communitas to further unpack this reading of the signs.
Rituals, or especially rites of passage, rites which change people's status, have three phases.
That's Richard Schechner defining the liminal period.
The separation phase, where a person is taken from their own old status, but also taken from their old place, taken from their old time, and the liminal period, the in-between time and space, where during this in-between time and space, the work of the ritual takes place. They're going to, let's say, in a long-range liminal space, they're going to go to college and get a degree. But the work of the liminal period is to change them, and it's bounded off from ordinary life. And the job of education literally is to lead you out of one way of thinking and acting into another, and to prepare you for participation in so-called mature or developed social life.
Schechner spells it out in plain words. The university experience changes you. It strips you of your identity and molds you into something different. In Western's ideal case, you become someone with extraordinary skills and knowledge so you can run off and be one of the leaders of tomorrow. You know, if only it were that simple, right? Turn to your left and continue down towards USC. I mentioned before that this is the official message from administration to students, faculty, and visitors. But there's a more heavy-handed message that comes across in promotional videos created for Western and the Be Extraordinary campaign.
From our academic accomplishments to research breakthroughs, Western University is dedicated to achieving excellence on the world stage. We attract the best students from Canada and around the world who meet some of the highest entry requirements. 22 of our students have become Rhodes Scholars, and our outstanding professors and teachers have resulted in Western having the second highest number of 3M Teaching Awards in Canada. Our high-quality students and dynamic professors help us achieve the highest retention and graduation rates.
Western already has such high expectations for students and alumni, but these posters solidify these feelings. They put in plain words what you should become here at Western, and in this way, focus the liminal period of the university on academic growth and accomplishment in your field. Now, if you're in the daytime, take a stroll down the middle of the road. There won't be any traffic. If you're at night, it's a bit safer to walk along the left sidewalk. Watch for the people and their faces as you walk by. I made a post on the Western University Reddit page asking visitors what they thought the signs did. I figured that a degree of anonymity would give me more honest responses than interviewing folks on the streets. One user responded with the following. When I see Stephen Pulaz on the side of a building, it actually gives me a great pride in being a part of the econ program. Now, if you look to your left, you can see the poster in question. This poster that brings feelings of pride to a Western student. The poster that creates a vision of the Western experience and shows what you too can get out of it. Because these people have come here before you, and now here they are, doing great things. Another user, Lidvi, wrote that I went to a high school in London, and some of the posters were in our classrooms. I sat next to one in physics, so I read it a lot. I feel like the poster is meant to show you possibilities with the degrees. See those cement tree planters to your left? Take a seat and pay attention to the people who pass by. The Be Extraordinary campaign posters paint a pretty picture for Western. They perform the university experience as a place where everyone starts out fresh and will turn into something extraordinary. But there seems to be some question about what exactly we'll become when we leave. It's hinted at for sure, but it's never really outwardly stated. The identity of the successful Western student changes over time, much like our own identities.
Well, I think we all kind of understand intuitively that our identities are flexible, you know, that they changed as we age.
That's Tiara Sukan, a limited duties adjunct lecturer at Western.
And it depends, I suppose, on how we define and understand our identities to be constructed in the first place. If you've never had to think about your identity and how you understand it, then a lot of these things are very invisible. But when there's something at odds with what is just naturally presumed to be just the way it is, then we start to see the seams.
That's an interesting bit about something being at odds with our identity. Take a moment to look around you. There should be plenty of students walking through this space. Do they all look as satisfied with themselves and as proud as the faces on the billboards? Do you feel at odds with the identities being represented on the poster in front of you?
I understand what the university is trying to do with them, and it's obviously it's an attempt to put a human face on different faculties and to make a connection between a particular idea of success in the world and what you can do with different kinds of skill sets and different educational backgrounds. But in other ways, I think that they really limit and narrow the range of what it means to be a successful person, of what it means to be extraordinary. And it's all very focused around your job, which I think is another kind of identity category that's often invisible, you know, because we think that your job is just a thing you do. But often when you're an adult, one of the first things people ask you is, what do you do? And that says to them a whole lot about you. They make a whole lot of other judgments and presumptions about you based on that little bit of information.
So the posters might not be so concerned with academic achievements and growth as they are with providing you the tools for a successful career. But then again, isn't that the role of a university? To provide you with a career upon graduation? Or is the university a space to grow as a person and learn about yourself and the world? There's no one answer to this question, and there are as many answers to it as there are people around you right now. But again, remember that these signs are what the university is communicating. Let's keep moving. We're going to continue down towards the science buildings. Now, the true meaning of the signs might be a bit complicated. By saying that Western students will be extraordinary, they're also creating this liminal campus in which students can grow, either as global citizens or as skilled workers. It's a little unclear as to which it is. But one thing that I'm reminded of is how these posters fit into the bigger picture of alumni relations and fundraising. I spoke to Jessica Shagirl, the alumni and development officer in the Faculty of Arts and Humanities, about this topic. I think it's impossible to escape the fact that these posters represent an ambitious $750 million campaign to raise money to, at its heart, support Western students and faculty. Now look both ways and cross the street. You're going to want to be on the same side as the bike lane.
Our past successes, propelled by alumni gifts and support, show that Western can achieve the extraordinary. We must rise to the occasion. Western needs your support.
We have the potential to become one of the great universities of the world. That's why we're calling our campaign Be Extraordinary. It's time for all of us to get involved in the future of our university. Faculty, staff, students, and especially our alumni. So together, let's be
extraordinary. There's so much good that's been done through this campaign, and I think that has to be recognized. Cross the street here and keep straight. Stop at the blue help pole just ahead. Federal and provincial funding for students only goes so far. So how can Western raise the money to make sure that any student who can make it to Western can survive financially? You know, a lot of students depend on bursaries and scholarships to study at Western, and their spot is just as valid as anyone else's. And how can Western make sure that its faculty are best equipped for educating and pumping out future alumni? The answer is, of course, through fundraising. Now continue ahead, but make a right diagonal turn towards McIntosh Gallery. Now it's clear that these posters are performing something. You know, there are so many different readings of the posters in the campaign, each with their flaws. But the point of the matter is that these posters do something by saying something. They affect and they create our student culture. We should be thinking critically about these messages and performatives, whether we agree with what they say about Western or not. I'll leave you with Tierra Sukan on why we should care about the messages and ideas communicated by the Be Extraordinary campaign posters.
Because they're part of our landscape, because we see them every day, because it's like all kinds of advertising. I mean, it's the same thing people say, like, why pay attention to billboards? You know, why look at, like, the advertising you see on the bus?
You'll end up beside the ivy-covered wall of the gallery. Head towards the center of the large stone circle to your right.
It's a form of sensory pollution, in a sense, that even when we don't think we're paying attention to them, we are. You know, there's a part of us that's taking it on board and takes the messaging on board.
As we're coming close to the end of the walk, I'd like to extend my thanks to Tierra Sukan, and Jessica Shagirl for taking time out of their schedules to contribute to my project. I think this walk would have turned out quite differently without their insights. I'd also like to thank everyone who responded to my Reddit post for giving honest opinions. And finally, thanks to you for taking this journey with me.